And this is a Friday evening edition of Ozarks at Large. In a moment, Christina Thomas and our usual Friday conversation with Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Taking just a moment here to remind you that the spring fundraiser for KUAF does continue. We do not have phone volunteers with us at this moment, but we do have a way for you to pledge. Perhaps you've been hearing the fundraiser for some time this week. You've been meaning to call. You've been meaning to pledge online, and you just haven't had time because, as the New York Times has said, busy is the new good. When someone asks you how you're doing, most people, we all say busy now. Maybe you've been very busy, but hopefully for your Friday night, this beautiful spring Friday night, you're not that busy. And you have a moment to contribute to KUAF. It's very easy to do, and you can do it right now online at supportkuaf.com. You determine the amount. All the information is there. I bet if you really wanted to, it could take less than 2 minutes. Supportkuaf.com is the way to pledge. You can also pledge through the KUAF app on your smartphone. Still to come later on this edition of Friday Ozarks at Large, we'll hear from Farmer and the Markets. They came into the Furman Garner Performance Studio Thursday night, talked to and played for Antoinette Grajeda. We'll hear that in a little bit. But right now, finding out more about farmers markets, many of them opening tomorrow. Christina Thomas.
Thank you, Kyle. And hello, Becca.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right.
It's Friday.
It is. And it's spring. But do you know how I know in spite of the weather?
I know I'm going to the farmer's market in the morning.
You are correct. It is farmer's market season. If you're new to Northwest Arkansas, you've got to understand that the market isn't just a place to buy vegetables and flowers. It's a place to pet dogs, meet people, run into old friends, find new artisans, drink coffee, and wake up surrounded by the beauty of the Fayetteville Square. But it's not the only game in the region. So here, courtesy of my colleague Kevin Kinder, are some of the other farmer's markets coming to Northwest Arkansas.
Okay.
All right, the hours for Fayetteville are through November 23rd, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, and 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday.
Do we know if the Tuesday and Thursday, are they starting next week also?
I believe they
are.
Okay. I think the Saturday one is kickoff.
I like to go there, walk over.
Yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. I like Saturday morning, though. I like dogs and coffee, not necessarily together. The Botanical Garden of the Ozarks Market starts Saturday. The winter market's closed. The new market's open 4 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday and 7 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The Gravett Farmers Market opens Saturday.
Oh, I
it's
like Gravett.
It's from 8 to 2 at the Old Town Park in Gravett, and they have the same things we're used to seeing here. You know, chickens, eggs, pork, and locally made furniture.
Do we see furniture here?
Not often.
Okay.
But they have great hats. Well, I got to talk to you about a hat place when we get done. The Central Ozarks Farmers and Artisans Market starts April 15th in Harrison. It's from 6 a.m. to noon on Tuesday and Saturday, and that's on the downtown square. The Siloam Springs Farmers Market starts April 20th, and that's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Tuesday and Saturday at City Park. The Bentonville Farmers Market starts April 27th, and that's from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday on the downtown square. They have a lot of food. They have a lot of chef demonstrations and things like that.
To show you how to
make
the things you're buying.
The Rogers Farmers Market opens April 27th, and that's from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday and Saturday at Arkansas and Elm Streets downtown. The Springdale Farmers Market opens May 4th. Are you seeing a trend here that we're going forward? 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. The Springdale Farmers Market at Shiloh Square opens May 4th, and that's from 4 to 7 p.m. on Monday and 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday on Emma Avenue in Shiloh Square. And the Farmers Community Market is from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday at Clarksville. And finally, the Newton County Farmers Market starts May 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. on Fridays on the Jasper Square.
So no matter where you're listening, there's a farmers market.
Pretty much. And the list is in today's What's Up, because I know you weren't furiously scribbling notes.
Well, and as Antoinette Grajeda tells us, there's also music.
There is.
At farmers markets.
Oh, do you have that? You do. There's something good coming up, folks.
Yeah.
Also this weekend, Goodbye Charlie is on stage at Rogers Little Theater. This is a 1950s script about a guy who's a cad and just a general jerk, and he's reincarnated as a woman. Imagine his surprise. 8 o'clock today and tomorrow and 2 o'clock Sunday. Tickets are $16 for balcony seating and $45 for dinner. Steel Magnolias is on stage at the Fort Smith Little Theater. 8 o'clock today and Saturday and 2:30 on Sunday. This weekend, on Saturday specifically, is the Heritage Festival at the Fort Smith National Historic Site from 10 a.m. to 4, and the Renaissance and Fantasy Fair of the Ozarks is from 10 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Fayetteville. You might run into some friends of mine out there because the Society for Creative Anachronism will be practicing medieval fighting and arts and sciences on Saturday. Admission to the fair is $3 to $6.
So will you be there?
Walking around. I'm kind of in my, normal phase.
Okay.
That should scare a lot of people.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.